Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. To begin, let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment or condominium, or a manufactured or mobile home?
My home's a condo.
Thank you very much. Now, do you own or rent your home?
I own.
And please tell me, in what year was your home built?
I think in about 1983.
83, thank you. Now, have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property, like roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades, or raised home?
I think sinkhole, they did something about sinkholes in this area.
The sinkholes, thank you. Now, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Since 1974.
So that would be just a moment.
I'll let you count.
50 years?
That's about right.
Thank you. Now, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, yes or no?
Oh, yes.
A Category 1 hurricane?
No, I don't think so.
A Category 2 hurricane?
I think we've had a 2 hurricane.
And a Category 3 hurricane?
Not to my knowledge.
A Category 4 hurricane?
I don't remember what they were. Huh?
A Category 4 hurricane?
No.
And a Category 5 hurricane?
No.
Okay. Now, can you tell me the name or the year of a tropical storm? If you don't remember, an estimated year is fine.
Right now, I can't think of one.
Do you know when would have that been?
We had a... Well, they most of the time, they miss us. I know there was a Jean tropical storm or a hurricane, but that was several years ago.
And the Jean one, do you remember if it was a tropical storm or a Category 2 hurricane?
I think it was a Category. I was away at the time. I think it was a Category 2.
Thank you. And about the last tropical storm, do you remember when that would have been?
Tropical storm? I don't remember.
Okay, that's fine. Now, have you?
I'm 91 years old. I don't remember too much.
Okay, that's fine. Now, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Thank you. Now, if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Well, the normal stuff. Put things on the windows and get in water and food and be prepared for the electric to be out.
Okay, thank you very much. And when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, meaning hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, meaning hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours.
What was the second one? That one.
When a hurricane warning is issued, expected within 36 hours. Thank you.
That's right.
Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I don't know how anyone could be certain if it's going to get damaged or not.
What we want to know is how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage?
Yes, I have all the information I need to protect.
So are you very certain, that everyone would have all that information?
I don't know about everyone, but I'm certain about myself.
Well, about yourself, are you very certain? Somewhat certain? Not certain at all?
I'm certain.
A very or somewhat?
I'm somewhat certain.
Somewhat, thank you. Now, please select your top three sources of information. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers or print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, or WhatsApp.
I get my information from the TV and our county, Pasco County. We get information from the county on...
From the county?
The Pasco County, Florida.
And what would be the third one?
The telephone. They send you texts and information on the phone.
Oh, on the phone.
Right.
Okay, and because we have TV and the county's phone, what would be your third source of information? Would it be internet sources other than social media, radio, newspapers or print media?
Radio.
Right. Thank you. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
About 3.
Thank you. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Loss of income or employment? Oh, we have a list. Yes. Would it be loss of income or employment, cost of insurance, cost of childcare, transportation costs, property taxes, cost of food and other essentials, or cost of housing?
I don't know whether that would affect me at all.
Okay, so none of the above?
Transportation, I have insurance, and what was the other?
Property taxes, cost of food, and other essentials.
I pay my taxes if everything's up to date.
So none of the above has affected your hurricane preparedness?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
It's not in a flood zone. It is an evacuation. The most homes are.
It is an evacuation zone?
It has been on the evacuation, right, since I've been here.
Okay, thank you. And what is the letter designation for the evacuation zone? A, all hurricanes. B, a Category 3 and above hurricanes. C, if advised by authorities. D, if advised by authorities. And E, if advised by authorities.
When we advise by authorities.
Excuse me? So what letter designation, what is the letter designation for the evacuation zone? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Okay, that's fine. Now, when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
Well, as soon as they told me to evacuate, I would evacuate if they...
Thank you. Now, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a nearby family or friend? To another location within the state? As far as possible to another state, or you would not leave under any circumstances?
I'd go to another location in the state.
Thank you. And how many vehicles are available in the household?
One.
Thank you. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? If you don't remember, an estimate is fine.
I don't remember.
Okay. And how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain I could come up with a full $2,000. I could probably come up with a $2,000. I could probably not come up with a $2,000. Or I am certain I could not come up with a $2,000.
I can come up with $2,000.
Thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year?
It's gone up a little bit.
And would you say this increase is between 1 to 10% or over 10%?
Probably about 3%.
Thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1, 2, 3 years?
It went up this year about 3%.
Thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 3 to 5 years back?
It hadn't changed at all during that time.
And what about 5 to 10 years back?
About 5 to 10 years, I guess. I've paid the same insurance for years.
Okay.
Until this year.
Thank you. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, other that you would like to specify, or nothing, I continue paying higher rates?
Well, find an insurance that will insure you. To give you insurance is always a problem, too.
Mm-hmm. So what actions did you take?
I got someone that I could afford to pay it.
Oh, okay.
I went to another agency.
Thank you. Now, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring? 100%, I want to be insured for the full replacement value, or 80% to less than 100%, 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
I live in a condo where maintenance takes care of all the outside of the building, so I'm only responsible from the sheetrock in, so I only have to insure the inside of my house.
Mm-hmm. And so what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring?
What do you mean the lowest rate?
Well, because the question was, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring? The
100%.
80%. Thank you. Now, which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I would not move from my home?
I would not move from my home.
Thank you. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
My mortgage is paid off.
Okay, thank you. Now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Probably the federal government.
Thank you very much. Now, you mentioned local and federal, or just federal?
Well, federal and state government, I would expect.
Okay, thank you. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
I'm what, 1 to 5?
Yes.
Is 1, the codes are being followed, yes, 1, I would say.
1 is no confidence, 3 is reasonable.
No, 5. Let's do 5.
Thank you. And how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Now, what was the question?
How much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Is that the same with 1 to 5?
1 to 5, yes.
I'd go 4.
Thank you. And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Maybe three.
How much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risks?
I don't understand that question.
How much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risks?
Oh, I think they have to take it in, so I'm five.
Thank you. And how much confidence do you have that building codes are strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Let's do a five again.
Thank you. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected? And we have a scale to help you. Yes, I believe it is happening, and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I do not know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I will not be affected. No, I do not believe it is happening, or I don't know if it is happening.
I don't know if it's happening. I don't know what you're talking about, really.
Thank you. And most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned.
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Was it neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone?
Price and location.
Price and neighborhood?
Price and location, right.
And because we have to select a third one.
I'm in a senior division development. Neighborhood,
you.
I guess.
And you mentioned flood zone as well?
No flood zone. Well, not in where I live, it's not no flood zone.
And what about proximity to other family or proximity to job?
Mine's a duplex. I'm on one side and there's another family on the other side.
But which characteristics were the most important? We can select up to three. You mentioned neighborhood and price, and what would be the third one?
Location. It's close to hospitals and schools and grocery stores.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year?
Until I die.
And that would be more than 10 years?
I'm 91 years old. I don't know.
So because we do have a scale, would it be less than a year, between 1 to less than 3 years? Between 3 to less than 5 years.
You tell me how long you will live. I'm 91 years old. I could die tomorrow. I could die 10 years from now. So I can't tell you that.
If you had to choose.
Well, I hope I live to be 100. Let's put it that way.
So between 10 to less than 20 years?
Right, yeah. 10 years.
Thank you. Now, finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 or older?
I'm 65 and over.
Thank you. What is your gender?
Pardon?
What is your gender?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Just me.
How many people are under 12 years old?
None.
How many people are over 65 years old?
Just me.
Thank you very much. What is your marital status? Are you single, never married, married or living with a partner, widowed, divorced or separated?
I'm divorced.
Thank you. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than high school, some college, college graduate, graduate degree?
High school and some college.
Some college, thank you. And are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
No. Nope.
And if that's the case, what racial groups do you identify yourself with? White or Caucasian, Black or African American, Asian or Native American?
I'm just a white lady.
Thank you. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
And finally, please tell me, which is the income range of your household? Is it under $20,000, $20,000 to less than $30,000, $30,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000 or over $100,000?
Probably over $100,000.
Thank you very much. And these were all the questions I had. So thank you very much for your responses and have a nice evening.
Tell me, what was this for?
Well, this is for research about, hurricane threats and damage reduction. All of your answers will help Florida better prepare for the next time a hurricane approaches.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time, then. Have a wonderful day.
Well, how about night?
Yes, good night.